We'll get you going because I want to make this energetic and interactive and help you guys learn about what we're doing at a global scale at McDonald's, but then also what you can do at your brand. As Ryan mentioned, I've worked with a variety of different startups, tech companies, global brands, nationwide brands, a little bit of everything in between, but it's all about social. So as we say with Social Media Club, which is the largest nonprofit organization in the world, if you get it, share it. We want you guys to be really active and sharing hashtag SMS Summit. And following along with the conversation and sharing key takeaways or anything that you guys find interesting. So you can find me on Twitter at Ellie Deutsch Moody, a little cut off there. But I'll give you a little overview of, who is this person that's up here talking to you and getting the prime spot, I guess, at the end of the day before everybody's eager to network a little bit more. Why effective content marketing matters. A little bit of what we do at this brand called McDonald's. We sell burgers and fries, if you know of us or have ever tried us. Some takeaways and tips for success, so application of what you can do based on what we've shared. And then questions, comments, hashtag fake news, anything you guys want to talk about. But feel free if there's anything that I say as an acronym or go over your head on or, you know, just don't explain well enough, you can call me out in the middle of my session. Happy to answer your questions and just keep the conversation going. Again, it's social, so it's all about making sure you interact and you share with people. And, you know, we're all here to learn. So that's the best part about conferences, besides networking. So a little brief overview. Ryan gave me a really great introduction, so I'm not going to harp on this too much, but I've worked in the nonprofits and startup sports world. I've been active in the social media space for 10, 11 years now, starting with Social Media Club in Chicago. I worked for a global PR agency, Weber Shandwick, left to start my own digital marketing and social media consultancy, which then brought me to one of my clients, ended up being Garrett Popcorn Shops. And then since then, I've joined the Word of Mouth Marketing Association, which in January was recently acquired by the Association of National Advertisers, the ANA. So very exciting news. I've gotten to work with a lot of amazing companies, brands, businesses, and now I have the pleasure of working at the Golden Arches. So lucky me, this was last week at our worldwide convention. It's an internal conference that happens every 2 years. This was at our social media booth, which I made sure we had front and center on the main walkway to get people to take and share selfies and share it with their hashtag and start to internalize this, socialize this conference that has always been proprietary, coveted, and not allowed to be shared on social, to get the team that was running the convention to be more comfortable with, we can allow people, employees especially, because there's a lot of advocacy there that's untapped, we can allow employees to share stuff on social with a little bit of education, curation, and even photo opportunities. So it's something that is a great takeaway for anybody here that's trying to either get your CEO down to everybody in between understanding social a little bit better. But the more education and the more training and the more, kind of rudimentary walkthrough things that you do, although it seems tedious, is very important. And your employees are your most untapped resource, and they have a 10 times stronger engagement than any of your corporate or business accounts on social media. So make sure you're utilizing them and sharing the good word on social. And for us, the good word is easy in a sense because McDonald's is one of the most democratic brands in the world, also well known, but also the most loved and hated brand in the globe. So we have a really interesting disposition on social, trying to make sure that we're changing a lot of the negative conversations by educating people and turn them into a positive. And interact with them, but with over 500 million tweets per week, we are overwhelmed with the amount of conversations that we can engage with, or owned, earned, and any other type of conversations that come our way. So we're always looking for opportunities to change that negative into positive, but make sure that customer service, especially on Twitter, is at the center of what we do, because without our customers, we wouldn't be here today. So just like any of your businesses. At the end of it all, we're all obviously trying to grow our bottom line, but we are a feel-good brand. We're trying to make delicious feel-good moments easy, accessible, convenient, fun for everybody. And that's really what we're all about. So let me take a step back and talk to you a little bit just about where we are. You all obviously are in the room for a reason. You're trying to learn more, or you're well ingrained in this space. But that digital landscape is more important than it has ever been before, with the evolving way that people connect online. And how do they do that? through their mobile. So everything that you do, you'll see with the total population, the internet users, and the active social media users, that unique view of active mobile social users at 2.9 billion, that's more people than are on Facebook. And if Facebook were a country, it would be the largest country in the world. So the fact that you can reach the most people ever than and have it out there in one tweet, one post, one video, story, whatever you want it to be, that can allow you to reach more people and get more exposure and awareness of, around your brand. Now, the ultimate question, I'm sure you guys have all been asked, is how does social drive ROI? You know, how do I do one post, one tweet, one like, one engagement that draws actual money in for my business? And that's a really hard question to answer because it's different for everyone. But one of the things that you can obviously be doing is creating a holistic digital and social content marketing strategy that's focused around integration of all the different touch points of your business, your customer, and what you need to do to really drive that experience for your customer, especially on mobile. So how many people know what this means? Shout it out. Content is king. Most overused, highly overrated word phrase that I've ever heard in the marketing world. So we were talking, somebody was talking about jargon and how that stuff goes over your head. I think it was in Chris's session earlier. But this is actually not what this photo means. Does anybody know what this means? It's not content is king. Google is king. Sorry, Lance, with Bing, with Microsoft and Bing. But either way, internet and search is king. It is everything that you do online, and the way that you have successful awareness around your brand is through key terms and search that people use to drive to your website. Your website is your centralized hub, your resource, and the domain that you own as a business until the end of time. Facebook could go obsolete tomorrow, Snapchat, Instagram, whatever it is, and those things you do not own, so you will lose all of your properties. What you can do is own your own website, drive traffic to your site, and centralize all of the resources that you have online, your blog, your social, everything into this site to continue to build up your search so that more people find you even when they don't know your brand exists. So utilize Google and search engines and marketing towards that paid media to drive social to everything that you're doing online. And then going back to having that integrated brand strategy. So it's not just social media, right? You have sales, marketing funnels, email, customer service, everything that relates to how people find your brand online. And you need to be able to drive them to your website. But it has to be laid out in a strategy, a plan, a framework, whatever you want to call it. And that should be forever evolving, just like this industry is. So make sure that whatever you're doing today, you have a written down documented plan and you're trying to drive people, whether that's internally to grow awareness or customers around what your purpose is online, why you're doing it, and you're not just posting to post. One of the most annoying things I see out there is best practice is Facebook 3 p.m. on Wednesdays, 3 to 5 times per week, check, check, check. I'm a great social media manager. That doesn't fit for your brand. Everything is unique. You can try those best practices. I encourage you to make sure that you're looking at what's out there and doing your research, but take a moment to step back and look at your analytics, because everything that you do online is driven by, nowadays, mobile, but mostly through the customer interaction and the journey that they're going through to find your brand. So how do you make it easy for them? How do you find ways to connect with them that are more convenient? How do you get them back to your website to learn more, to drive conversion, to download your app? Whatever your goal is online, you want to make sure that you're, you know, aggregating that one-point customer view and bringing it center for the customer to make it easy for them to engage with you online. So your integration of everything is key, and content really drives that. And that's how you help build your SEO, but you have to really make sure that you have that marketing roadmap, right? I can't tell you how many businesses I've worked with over the years that don't even have a business strategy, a marketing tactical plan, or anything, and I'm like, social comes after that. You need to have your business plan laid out. You need to know what your purpose is, what you're doing online, who you're trying to reach, how you're gonna try to reach them. Hey, if it doesn't work, You scratch it off, you rinse it, and you try again. It's okay to fail and fail fast in social and really try things that have worked for other businesses, brands that have been best practices, and even duplicate what others are doing and adhere it to your brand so it makes the most sense. And just try, you know, clean it out, try it again. If it doesn't work, that's okay. Don't get discouraged, but build your map, build your strategy, and then, you know, make sure that you have the right processes, tactics, and people in place, the resources that you need. And believe it or not, I'm a team of one, and I run our global social channels and all of our digital marketing, social, website, blog, SEO, paid for the corporation. So the US side of the business has 8+ people and a 15 roster agency that runs all of that. We are slowly but surely building our team. And I know you probably look at McDonald's and think we have the most money in the world, and yay, you probably put so much advertising, zero paid dollars, one person running it, helping, trying to support this behemoth that is the corporation. And that's all because we're just trying to ladder back to our goals right now. And we're lean and mean, and we're trying to get things done in a way that will drive business, that will let people know about our digital acceleration, our velocity growth plan, as we call it, our experience of the future restaurants. So all of the modernization that you see with kiosks and mobile ordering and our global mobile app, as well as McDelivery, which has been a really big business driver for us. We've had it over 20 years in certain markets, but it just released to the US, and I'm gonna talk a little bit about that later. But your content marketing, excuse me, all of this is part of the social media world and needs to be integrated to the rest of your business and marketing plan, as well as your communication strategy. And one of the things that we utilize as a holistic social media marketing tool is Sprinklr. But I've used all of them, all the other ones that are out there before. They're really great opportunities, free, low cost, pro, enterprise. We have an enterprise solution, and we have over 40 markets worldwide that are utilizing Sprinklr, and that's been a battle, uphill battle for us for 3 years to build that adoption. And we have 120 markets worldwide, so we're not even half of the way there, and we have a lot of opportunity to continue to grow, continue to educate people internally on social, tell them about these resources, the ease of which we have all the taxonomies, methodologies, and back-end support set up in Sprinklr, which is a beast if you ever have worked on Sprinklr or any type of social listening and enterprise solution. And then, you know, really curating that holistic strategy where it's a cyclical process. You're planning, you're brainstorming, you're sourcing, distributing, and you're measuring success. And this is a key that people forget, and it's the most crucial part. When you actually look at the data tells your story for you. So you need to go in, whether it's natively in Facebook Insights or Business Manager or Twitter Analytics and ads, wherever you find the data for your company or brand, you need to be able to dig in there and say, that's interesting. We posted this type of content on this day, or we did that type of video and it flopped and we thought it was going to be amazing. We put so much money behind official video production and that didn't generate as much as this really organic, silly thing we did behind the, you know, FaceTime screen. Whatever it could be, you have to really look at the numbers to evolve your strategy and make that cyclical process so you can know how to plan your content for the upcoming day, week, month, year, however you plan out your content. So besides knowing, obviously, what you're going to plan, it's understanding who your brand is and the core values and what you represent. So our brand values is around inclusiveness, responsible leadership, progressiveness, and local integration. And then our voice to drive that feel-good moment for everybody is lighthearted, welcoming, playful, unpretentious, and fun. So for us, we are sitting here day in, day out, and by we, I mean usually just me and a small other integrated team, where we're looking at what's been successful and how we can plan content out and what news and information we have. For example, today is the first opening of our globally inspired restaurant at our new corporate headquarters downtown. We've been in the suburbs for over 45 years at a beautiful campus in Oak Brook, but there's big news about us moving, and we are trying to plan strategically about a media event that happened yesterday, the official opening that's today, and then how we keep that always-on content strategy so that consumers know and customers and people visiting from all over the world that they can go to the only restaurant in the United States located in our headquarters and get international menu items that are not available anywhere else unless you were to go around the world to all these individual restaurants. So a really cool opportunity. There's a lot of PR and stunts and activations that go behind this, but all in all, we're trying to strategically plan. Now, a lot of what we do happens in real time. As social marketers, that's just gonna happen. No day is the same, I tell people when they ask me about my job, but you need to be able to find a way to plan out as much as you can, and if you need to lift and shift things, you can do that. That's the kind of amenable, flexible part of the world that we live in. But if you have that plan laid out, you know your business marketing strategy, you know what you're doing on social, you lay stuff out, then you can really try to do crazy things like this one that came up. This is a LTO, limited time offer, that occurred in Japan, which is called the McChoco potato. And it's actually fries with chocolate and white drizzle sauce on it. And this exploded all over the internet. And we were like, what? That's like an ugly ass stock photo. Like, how did that do well? Well, this was one of our most engaged tweets of that year. And it was a really easy way to drive traffic to the Japan website that was talking more about the press release and the news and the intel. And from a corporation standpoint, you know, we're not as sexy and fun, I would say, as all the rest of the 120 markets that McDonald's has, where they're really trying to, I'll show you in a little bit, be interactive and fun. We're trying to drive a different consumer because it's more of a business audience, but we are actively looking to reach the journalists, the media, the press, NGOs, citizen activists, public affairs and government officials, that type of audience, because that's what we're trying to sell. But then this does really well for us, and we're thinking, hey, you know, maybe we should feature more of our, you know, brand new, crazy, awesome LTOs that are out there. Another really strong driver for us is our relationship with Ronald McDonald House Charities. So when we did the Chicago Marathon in Chicago, we were using the right, you know, tags with RMHC in the post and using their relevant hashtags as well as Chicago Marathon and driving people to this great feel-good story about going the extra mile. And it was one of those posts that really resonated well with our audience that, you know, attracted also the audience of RMHC. As well as our big news that we had earlier this year around our commitment to families. So we are a family brand, as rooted as that's what we do. And we really wanted to showcase all these new commitments to change the ingredients in our Happy Meals in partnership with Disney to create better feel-good moments for our customers and the families and the core customer that we have at McDonald's. So we announced some new commitments in 2020. Again, really resonated with the audience we were trying to reach. And then the news about our corporate headquarters, as I mentioned. So we're merging the global and the U.S. headquarters downtown, as well as our Hamburger University, which is our largest training center across the globe for restaurant managers, and a few other really cool things. So we're not in the office just yet. We're starting to roll in there over the next month. But I encourage you guys, if you're not here in Chicago, or if you are, you know, come over and visit us. I'd be happy to host you guys and have a fun happy hour, or go to our international restaurant and share some world famous fries, just to see what this new exciting space is all about. But this has been a piece of content for us that we didn't have 3 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, even through the beginning of time with McDonald's. Now it's a key talking point, not only to drive talent attraction, but also to build advocacy with our employees and just create more buzz around a brand that already has enough noise going on. Another really great activation was with National French Fry Day. So this was specifically in our Canada market that, woo, Canada, yeah. Who else is from Canada? Yes, look at that. Sweet. So these were a big campaign that we did. Obviously, like, who else is going to play in this space on National French Fry Day but McDonald's? It's perfect. And it was one of those culturally relevant things. We know, like, holiday posts and, you know, whatever type of things that come up culturally relevant, toilet paper day, who cares? Maybe Charmin, you know, that's cool. But not us. National French Fry Day is our space. We owned it, and we did this really great holistic campaign that was giving away just fry swag and fun stuff to engage consumers and to get them to really understand what we were trying to do to showcase that we're the brand leader in fries and we want people to know about our world-famous fries. They're the same iconic food you can get all over the world, and it's just for the love of fries. So we had a lot of fun with that, got to do some promotions around around Friday, like the day of the week and whatnot. So moving into now a more of a global nature, this was a campaign that we did in partnership with Angry Birds movie that came out a couple years ago. And it was a really cool way to integrate what we were doing offline with our digital marketing team and in the restaurants as well. And you know, this is, again, a behemoth of a brand and an activation, but really shows that even if social comes at the end of the planning stages, you can integrate it well and really find ways to not only take your items, your products, your services that you're featuring in the restaurant, customize them, work with teams, and build out, you know, different types of campaigns or initiatives that really tell you what your brand is all about. So this was about launching the fun, because Angry Birds had not only a new movie but a new app that came out to promote it. It was a really interesting way to also integrate it with our brand. We had, you know, Red and Green Burgers, and we had an online voting campaign in Asia. And we had the Happy Meals, you know, all branded. And then we built this AR technology that within the new Angry Birds app, you could unlock a bird code, which is, let's see if this works, that thing right up here in the blurry background. And that is like a QR code type of item, where, or a snap code, where you basically take a photo of it, it unlocks this level of AR, and then you get a plus up or a life or something cool in the game that you can't get anywhere else except for when you are in a McDonald's restaurant. So it was driving awareness for the actual movie and our partnership, but then driving people in store to drive trial and conversion. Through social, we were able to really promote this with the fun Happy Meal toys that we had in different markets. Even playing on Red, the main character has these crazy awesome furry brows. So we were playing with that on social. And then creating a piece of content that actually came right at the very end. We realized that, you know, this type of technology was really hard to communicate out how to do it. So we made a really simple Angry Birds action video that we put on our YouTube page to just show people how to use the bird code. And it was a complete digital animation. We turned it around in like a week. And we were telling people, like, okay, here's how you take your phone and you download the app and then you scan it and then you see the Angry Birds. And then you could take these selfies with all of these AR characters from the movie that populated in the app only in a McDonald's restaurant. So again, that integrated plan and then bringing it all together with social to really continue the, with the content strategy and have it live on. Another really cool campaign that we did recently was with our Snaplifications, as we call it. So this is a brilliant idea that came out of our Australia team, also known as Macca's. Do we have anybody from Australia here? All right, so McDonald's in Australia is Macca's, if you haven't been there. And what they did was put together a whole idea around you could snap your story and your video in 10 seconds to apply to McDonald's to drive engagement of youth and that millennial target that we are trying to reach in Australia. I saw somebody cringe with millennial. Was that what that was? Yeah, sweet. I hate that word too. But we were targeting that type of audience, and we were trying to drive them to actually apply for jobs at McDonald's to be a crew member. And this was one of the most profitable campaigns that we have in terms of trying to engage people to actually come to our restaurant and get more youth employability in our restaurants, because it's the best first job you can have. We've all seen a lot of celebrities, athletes, whomever that have it. But it was a great way to showcase what we could do with Snapchat. So this is a quick video just to show you how we were driving it. And again, that informational video that tells you how to snap the code. Then we had Snap Ads that was make friends for life, join Macca's, earn as you learn with a job, telling them about our career opportunities and educational promotions, and just overall a really integrated plan with something new that had never been done before. And we've lifted it from Australia into other markets and seen great success with it. So again, just trying to reach customers where they are, and those customers don't always have to be just the, you know, frontline customers at the counter that are buying your burger or driving through the drive-through or McDelivery. They can also be your own social media or your own, you know, social media advocates through crew and engagement and staff and employees. Another great example of how we were taking social and really integrating into what we were doing was this fun campaign, really playing off the light of our Big Mac, and is a Big Mac with bacon still a Big Mac? So we had this great video. I'm going to show it to you really quick.
Mmm. Now that's a Big Mac.
That is not a Big Mac.
What do you mean?
It's not a Big Mac. It's got bacon on it.
They call it a Big Mac. They make it so they can call it whatever they want.
They're wrong. You can't just...
They're wrong?
If you add another wheel to a bicycle, it's a tricycle. It's a completely different thing. You can't call a tricycle a bicycle, so you can't call that a Big Mac.
It's still a Big Mac. What's this?
Fry.
What's this?
Fry with ketchup.
Okay. What's this?
That's an imposter.
You take a fry, you add a ketchup, it's a ketchup with...
All right, so another fun way to make light of your brand, obviously still on point with who we're trying to be, but then driving it from a TV commercial through digital ads and promotions, YouTube banners, mobile apps, trying to get people to understand that it was a holistic campaign, something that they wouldn't just see once on television, especially this day with cord cutters. If people don't have that, they might not see it. But really trying to target that audience online and bring together this whole philosophy and like kind of quintessential question, is a Big Mac with bacon still a Big Mac? So again, we like that conversation driver. It was picked up on social very heavily, integrated through all of our digital advertising and social, and just something that overall, you know, was a big hit for us. We did these short pre-roll ads basically around it to try and get people to know quick 6 seconds, is a Big Mac with bacon still a Big Mac? I'm gonna lightly brief over this one because I want you to see the last one in here, but McDelivery is just as important as ever to our business. We are now delivering all over the nation and the globe with Uber Eats, so a really great partnership where we're trying to get people and drive awareness around that we deliver. There's a 50% of people know that McDonald's deliver, but they don't know that we deliver with Uber Eats, so half of that market has no idea. And so we're trying to drive awareness of that partnership through out-of-home placements, online digital ads, social media, promotions of, this was last year's McDelivery collection, where on this one day in history, you could get this Big Mac onesie, and it would be this great thing that you could win along with all these other really cool swag items. And this was the collection, which just went crazy. Everybody was loving this, and it was all over the place. And it was a great conversation driver, and all it was a surprise and delight. If you ordered McDelivery on that day, you were able to get this collection if you were a lucky winner. So it was driving more orders and more awareness and a lot of press and media buzz with influencers that really made a great day for us. We also had different fun activations throughout the globe. Like this was the McBench in Canada, where they put the bench in different areas of the city and all around to try and get people to order at the bench. Or Italy had a bus stop during Milan Fashion Week where they tried to get people to order at that. Spain had a whole wrap of the bus stop. So just again, integrated marketing strategy, business drivers, and social could really help drive conversation. As you see, Canada was sharing this, but so were a lot of social media users all over the world. Skipping that, sorry. You can find it online. The last thing I want to go over is a really incredible social media storytelling that happened in our UK restaurants this past holiday season. As you can imagine, it is very difficult for McDonald's to penetrate the holiday market when everybody's hanging with their family, cooking, and cleaning and having presents and fun and gatherings. It's not really top of mind, like, oh, I'm going to be quick and go to a convenient place for a burger and fry, you know, when I'm on the move or anything like that. Everybody is fully focused on the holiday season, and in order to get into this market and really drive relevance around our brand, we had a hashtag campaign that was fully implemented into the restaurant called Reindeer Ready. And we ran these Snapchat and app games where you could actually play with them. You could get jumpers or sweaters that had the hashtag on them. And then we even had crew with antlers and the sweaters, they're not in this picture, but wearing this throughout the month of November and December to drive awareness around this campaign. And the whole purpose was that we wanted you to know about reindeer treats. What are reindeer treats? They're carrot sticks. But this was a really great strategy to drive more awareness of our commitment to families and what we were doing to change our Happy Meals. And we did it in a really fun, culturally relevant, timely way. So we used these reindeer treats, and we launched this video. called Reindeer Ready.
In the UK, McDonald's isn't necessarily seen as having the most natural association with Christmas time. So our challenge was to demonstrate that we are the perfect support to help families prepare for the most special day of the year. We realized one of our less familiar products could take on a new dimension at this time of year. And with that, hashtag Reindeer Ready was born.
And now, Channel 4 presents an advertising premiere from McDonald's.
So those are the carrot sticks. And here's the video that we put together.
You gonna eat that?
It's for the reindeer.
It's for the reindeer.
Hey guys.
Mommy, it's for the reindeer.
Oh, they'll love that.
You know there's more than one, right?
Hi, could we please get a bag of carrot sticks for the reindeer and a cheeseburger for Father Christmas?
Daddy, Father Christmas only eats mince pies.
Just the carrot sticks then, please.
Not only did we change the pack.
So, again, as you all oohed and aahed and said, that's so cute in your heads, and then you were like, oh, that's really funny, and oh my God, there are carrot sticks, how do they do that? It's just a great way to build those feel-good moments, that nostalgia, that cultural relevancy around the holiday season that made McDonald's more prominent than ever, than it had ever been before in that market, and then integrating it throughout with, you know, the hashtag Reindeer Ready on crew sweaters, wearing antlers, in our apps, on Snapchat, in social, just trying to find ways to be more relevant to the entire audience. You'll see we're targeting families in that, a dad and his kid, and then her funny older brother that pointed out that there's more than one reindeer. And, you know, just finding ways to connect the dots to really build it. And this took probably a whole year to put together. It wasn't just, it didn't happen in a day. But it allowed us to really make sure that we were building not only from, you know, the customer point of view online and all the touch points we have there, but in our market, in the restaurant with different promotions. We even put snap codes so you could play the reindeer, hashtag Reindeer Ready game on your phone right away while you're sitting in the restaurant, which is, again, building to be a bigger and bigger thing we see in retail and restaurant and in other, you know, physical location brands that allow us to try to drive advocacy around what we're doing on social. So, you know, at the end, we actually have a live stream on Christmas Day of a reindeer actually eating carrot sticks, because people kept wanting us to tell them, like, are the reindeer coming? All these kids and their families were tweeting and posting. So it was really cute and fun way to kind of end it all and then share that feel-good moment around Merry Christmas and hashtag Reindeer Ready. So I only have a couple minutes, maybe not, but I'm just going to give you a couple tips and tricks. So content marketing for the win, because search and Google and everything you do online should drive back to your website, and you should have a fully integrated social digital marketing communications plan. Focus on targeting your customers. Just because somebody else does it doesn't mean it's right for you, but you can try it out and you can make it relevant for what you're trying to achieve, those business goals, and try to reach the customer, whoever your customer is. Be culturally relevant and yet still on brand. You will see some other QSR brands that have a little girl's pigtails and freckles that aren't really matching what their brand category is. So, you know, keep in mind who you are and the root of your brand and what you're trying to be doing. And be relevant. Integrate your online and offline experiences any way you know how. And stay in the know and keep things fresh. I think evolving your knowledge of the social space as marketers and people that are always trying to look for the next best thing. You could be the next best thing. Be the Match had a great Lemons for Leukemia hashtag campaign that went viral and got on Good Morning America and all these great things. And I'm not just saying that because Ryan's my friend and he's sitting right there. But I mean, that is some of that, like the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, Lemons for Leukemia, anything you could do, Reindeer Ready. You know, it doesn't take a massive massive brand to be able to get a power behind a conversation. And controversy drives conversation. So it's okay if you're going to stick in a little humor or something here and there that might not be as prominent or on brand, or you're just going to try things out. But find ways to engage people and keep the conversation going, keep it fresh. And then solve your ROI question. So I said it at the beginning, there's no simple equation. We have a way that we actually have solved it for our US brand and a couple of our other markets through driving advocacy and conversion and awareness. But it's not gonna equate to what you have for your brand or business or anybody else that's trying to do this. It's all different for every brand. But as long as you understand social, you know what you're doing, you're solving for the success of what you're trying to accomplish online, then you will be in turn successful for yourself. So I will take some questions and anything else that you guys have, but thanks for your time and hopefully you learned something fun.
So while we have 5 minutes and then obviously cocktail hour, and so you can ask more questions during the time that you're drinking with Ellie. But real quick, before the hands go up, I had an important question from Jacqueline on Twitter. Uh-oh. She wants to know when you sleep. There you go.
When do I sleep? If you.
Yeah, because
I'm a busy bee, so I require 8 hours of sleep to function. So don't mess with me if I don't get that. But I will work until the point where I fall asleep on my computer, and I'm like, you know, it's fine. That's what we do. That's how you learn and grow. And I mean, if social media never stops, but I'm actually really good about walking away from social, mobile, digital devices. I love the outdoors. So REI Opt Outside, that was an awesome campaign, did that for myself. But I sleep. Who sleeps? Who sleeps these days? That's what coffee's for, right?
All right.
What other questions? Anything I can answer? Or we're all just really excited. What's your favorite cocktail? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we got one over here.
Hi, so we have seen from your speech, but also the other speakers, that the content is very important. So what I would like to understand is, do you have like an internal production in order to cover your needs, or you have a combination of internal and an agency? Because in my company, where we struggle is that the volume needed is huge, and of course we cannot work with an agency that they're asking for 4,000 for an Instagram post, because obviously it's not sustainable.
So let me just clarify. The question is, do we have internal and external resources for our content programming?
How do you manage the big volume of content needed?
Yep. I am the funnel. That is the content team. So I get to pimp myself out to all the other departments and say, hi, it's Ellie. I have, you guys have anything coming up? I actually created an internal global content council, and we meet once a month at the end of the month. And I brought in about 10 different functional departments or teams to all come together and say, okay, we actually have ours tomorrow. So sorry, I won't be here at the end of the day. We have this meeting where we come together and it's just kind of like a brain trust. We say, what's happening in May? What do we need to know about? What are the highlights? What are things that we might have missed? And how can we bring it all together so everybody's on the same page, knowing about it? And what tends to happen sometimes is people find out about stuff after it's hit the news and is out there. And then we're like, oh, that would have been really helpful to do my job had I known that was coming. But sometimes people get busy, communication gets lost, and you know, you just don't have everybody in the room. So we've brought it together by having people in this room, and it has been a really effective way, not just for me as the person that's like kind of aggregating the whole content calendar planning process, but bringing people together so that they work better together, so that we're aligning and we're building, you know, our whole marketing, communications, PR, digital strategy that's outward facing for the corporation together. So it's a lot of collaboration, and then honestly, it's just a lot of grind. So actually going in and using Sprinklr or any other content calendar marketing tools you have, and creating the plan that can always change all day, every day, and then utilizing the resources that are available to you. So I would say I have one social media manager, but I just found out this morning that they're leaving the agency that we work with. So I have zero. So it's me, and then I lean on other people in the business, and I have requests for content. Hey, could we share this on social? Or we have this upcoming campaign coming out or promotion. Can you write some tweets or put some posts together? And I sometimes say, can you do that? And then I'll refine it, because depending on time and availability or what we have going on, you know, sometimes it just doesn't fit. So it's a little bit of elbow grease and a lot of you know, collaboration and trying to get everybody to come better together.
Ellie Deutsch-Moody, everyone, let's hear it for her again.
Thank you
so much.